This is Park Systems in Onondaga County, part of an archived broadcast, The Nature of Things, originally aired on August 17, 1984.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. My guest this morning is Bob Gerasi, Director of Recreation and Public Programs for the Onondaga County Department of Parks and Recreation. Bob, welcome to The Nature of Things.
Well, good morning, John. How you doing?
Fine, Bob. Say, what, you're Director of Recreation and Public Programs. Exactly what does that involve?
Well, that's a good question because it's such a diverse type of thing that we're doing. And public programs is everything that Onondaga County does within the system for the public. And it's not only the hands-on programs at special events, but the facilities as well.
Well, I know there are a number of parks in the county, but maybe you could give us a little insight into what kind of parks they are and, you know, just how they're classified.
Sure. It's an interesting system, and the key word here is diversity. We range from swimming pools to beaches on an idle lake to nature centers, as you know, to highland forests. It's a big system, and in each of our parks there's a variety of different things. And part of my job is to make sure that we serve a broad spectrum of people with as many things as possible.
Well, that's interesting. And, of course, you mentioned Beaver Lake, and many people may know you, have known of you as having been the former director of Beaver Lake Nature Center. Well, Bob, what kind of special programs or things that people would really be interested in are coming up for this late summer and early fall?
Well, we find that towards the end of summer, people tend to stay at home more than they did in the earlier part of the season. June and July, they're all gung-ho for leaving town and going out to the places they haven't been before. But now, towards the end of August, they're staying home. So our aquatic facilities, our beaches, Janesville and Oneida are just super popular. And just picnicking and running on Thursday nights here and Wednesday nights here in Onondaga Lake Park. Some of the stuff that the stay at home are a lot more exciting now than they were earlier in the season. Things that are going on, as you know, the Golden Harvest Festival is coming up at Beaver Lake, and I'm tremendously familiar with that, as you recall. But some of the things that are also going on are fun runs on Wednesday nights in Onondaga Lake for runners and people of all ages doing that. The swimming, as I mentioned, and some of the bluegrass and Oktoberfest that are happening in Long Branch Park.
Yeah, I think it's great to see the programs spreading out into some of the other parks, because when people get to know these parks, they're going to find that, you know, as you said, each one of them has something special to offer. Now, that sounds interesting and exciting for the fall. But I know that your plans go far beyond that immediate future. What kind of future thrust do you look forward to in the parks?
Well, one of the things we're doing now is identifying parks that, at least in our minds, have a great deal of potential that has yet been tapped. And what I mean is that we've got facilities out there who aren't receiving the visitation we think that warrants that type of facility. One such example is Highland Forest. And we've kind of put that star next to Highland Forest, moved it to the front burner. And the key to what we're trying to do is publicity and PRing the facility and getting as many different things going on that haven't been going on. And to that nature, we're doing things like we've started a horseback riding concession, which is just going full steam. And now you can go to Highland Forest and rent a horse for an hour or two and just ride the 3,000 acres and have a great time.
That's great. Yeah. How about the person that really wants to go to a park where they will see something really unusual and beautiful, but won't necessarily see so many people or maybe so much development? Anything like that in the system?
Well, sure. We've got Beaver Lake for that purpose, and Highland Forest, again, is fantastic. 3,000 acres can swallow up an awful lot of people, and there isn't a weekend you can go there as busy as it's become where you can't get away from it all, and horseback riding is one way. In the winter, cross-country skiing is just super popular. And Highland, it's been compared to me to rival the best of the state facilities up in Lake Placid.
I know that I have friends who go there almost religiously, and they say the same thing, that there's really no better place, more interesting place to ski in winter than Highland Forest. Well, this all ought to sound very interesting to you folks out there. I hope it does, and I hope you're appetites whetted so that you look more into the park systems. Even if you're not a resident of Onondaga County, you'll find that the trip down is well rewarded. Bob, how would someone who wants to find out more about this program do that?
Well, the best way is to look in the phone book. In Onondaga County, in the blue pages, is readily apparent. And just look under the blue pages for Onondaga County Parks and Recreation. Each of our facilities is listed, as well as the main park number. If you want any information on anything, just call that main park number, 457-2990. But again, you'll find it in the blue pages.
Well, thank you, Bob, for sharing this information with us. And it is very exciting. Folks, if you're more interested, then do look into this. And you find that a trip to Onondaga County or a trip around your county will certainly be well rewarded. That's all we have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.